The case involves a rule advanced by the Government Accountability Board more than a year ago that was temporarily halted by the court while this lawsuit proceeded. It would give the board more latitude to regulate campaign ads, even if they don't use words like vote for or vote against. But attorney Rick Essenberg told the court that would end up discouraging speech, especially at the grassroots level. He called it an overreach.
Because particularly grassroots speakers, people that are making T-shirts, painting barns, putting together signs, don't have and shouldn't be required, the United States Supreme Court has made clear, to lawyer up.
But Board Director Kevin Kennedy told reporters afterward that the plan in question doesn't change any rules for reporting political advocacy outside of a campaign, and it doesn't change any thresholds. He says it merely recognizes that there are other ways to advocate for and against candidates without expressly saying so, and that the public should know who pays for those ads.
The legislature recognized that you're best judged by the company you keep. The people who support you tells an awful lot about your positions and what kind of a elected official you're going to be. The people that oppose you send the same message.
Justice David Prosser recused himself from this case under public pressure because it was scheduled to be argued by Jim Troupas, Prosser's friend and an attorney in his successful recount earlier this year. Troupas was not in court for arguments yesterday. That could leave the court with a 3-3 split, which would allow the rule to go forward. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.